Welcome, friends, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today's show with a tune that I heard at a local jam session. I really dug this number. It's a Freddie Hubbard composition entitled The Core. C-O-R-E stands for Congress of Racial Equality. The name of the album is Free for All, a great sextet. Art Blakey on drums, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Cedar Walton on piano, and Reggie Workman on bass. Let's listen to The Core. We'll be right back. And those last two tracks were from Dave Holland, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the album Conference of the Birds. That was Dave Holland's first album as a solo artist. Such an amazing album for one's first album, back in 1972. And we heard two tracks, Four Winds, and then the title track, Conference of the Birds. That quartet, Dave Holland on acoustic bass, Sam Rivers on reeds and flute, Anthony Braxton also on reeds and flute, and Barry Altschul on percussion and marimba. I just love that album. It was my first awakening and understanding of free jazz improvisation. And that's an album that has really stood the test of time for 50 years. Let's continue on now with two modern jazz players. I'm speaking of saxophonist Emmanuel Wilkins and bassist Dezron Douglas. They both have new albums out. We're going to begin with Emmanuel Wilkins. The name of this album is The Seventh Hands, and I've seen this appear on several best of albums for 2022. We're going to begin with a track called Don't Break, and then we'll follow that up with bassist Dezron Douglas from his new album, Atalia. So let's begin with Emmanuel Wilkins. Thank you. That was a beautiful piece, brand new from Charles Lloyd from his Trio of Trios album. And this is called The Sacred Trio, featuring guitarist Julian Lage and tabla master Zakir Hussein, along with Charles Lloyd on flute and saxophone. And we heard the track Tales of Rumi. And before that, we heard from Desron Douglas, great bass player from Hartford, Connecticut. I consider him a friend, being active in the Hartford jazz scene for 40 years or so. And his new album is entitled Atalia. We heard the track Foligno, and that is Desron Douglas on bass, George Burton on piano, Joe Dyson Jr. on drums, Emilio Modeste on saxophones. We're going to continue on with another new album, this time from Emmett Cohen, a great piano player. The name of the album is Uptown in Orbit, just released a month or so ago. We're going to hear a track from that album entitled Distant Hallow. Thank you. Ah, yes, a fine new release from Emmett Cohn, the name of the album Uptown in Orbit, and that features Emmett Cohn's regular trio with bassist Russell Hall and drummer Kyle Poole. Also on that track is Sean Drones on trumpet and Patrick Bartley on saxophone. Name of that track is Distant Hallow, and I had the pleasure of seeing Emmett Cohn perform here in sunny San Diego a few weeks ago. It was a great show. That brings us near the end of this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com, as well as an over-the-air radio show emanating out of Hartford, Connecticut on WWUH. We're going to finish today's show with Miles Davis. I really do not play as much Miles Davis as I should. We all love Miles Davis. And this is from his classic album, Roundabout Midnight, from 1957, with the first great Miles Davis quintet. Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. We're going to hear this track with a great slow groove to it. This is Bye Bye Blackbird. Thanks for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.